Dennis is here. All right. So I would like to call the Operations and Procedures Subcommittee of the Board of Aldermen to order. It's Thursday, April 22nd, approximately 16 p.m. Can we all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge of allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. Okay, roll call.
Ms. DeGeniro?
Here.
Mr. Sampson?
Here.
Ms. Vidomsky?
Here.
The record should reflect you have a quorum present, Madam Chair.
Okay, item number four, public portion. Is there anyone from the public that would wish to speak?
I would, Ms. DeGeniro, if I may.
Hi, Rob. Go ahead, Rob.
How's everybody doing?
Good, Rob.
Good, Robbie.
For the record, Rob Heider, 51 Franklin Avenue, Third Ward Alderman. And the reason I want to speak tonight is because of the fee schedule that I had asked to get put before your subcommittee for the field usage of Wittick Park and Bradley School. And it's been brought to my attention for a better part of a year now that the Bradley School fencing has been in disarray. So I took a walk up there last summer and again this fall, and it seems to be getting worse by the season. So it's to the point that now that the fencing is not even repairable. It needs to be replaced at this point. So I know the upper fencing has been repaired, but the bottom fencing is so curved from balls hitting it that it needs to be replaced at this point. And I understand that there's a field usage fee for soccer, for outside organizations, they pay a fee. But for baseball and softball, there is no fee being charged. And, you know, this is being groomed daily by Derby Public Works. They're using lime or paint or gasoline to maintain the field. And it's falling on taxpayer dollars to make sure that this is completed. And also the lights are on at night. For night practices or night games or however they're being used. So, and there's, from my understanding, from what Mr. O'Connell had said at previous Parks and Rec meetings, that there's no fee being charged for outside organizations using the baseball or softball fields. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention because last summer when we were reviewing the field usage guidelines and the fee schedule for the use of Payden Park, it was brought up by Derby residents on social media is if, you know, why are we using a field maintenance schedule or a fee schedule for Payden Park if we don't use it at Bradley School and Wittick Park? And, you know, that's a great question. And it's a fair point because, you know, those fields are falling into disrepair and organizations are using that with no fee. So I think it's time that that's looked at to make sure that the maintenance of these facilities does not fall on the shoulders of the taxpayers any longer.
Thanks, Rob. Is there anyone else from the public that would wish to speak?
Hi, hey, Barb, this is Dennis. Do you want me to answer some of that? Or
No, not yet.
Yeah,
Dennis.
Okay,
so
okay, that's fine.
On the agenda. I don't consider you and Andy part of the public for this meeting.
All right. No, that's what I thought. I just want to make sure.
Okay. I don't know that there's anyone else on besides Dr. Conway. So I'll ask for the last time anyone from the public wished to speak. Okay. Hearing none, I will make a motion to close the public portion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Item number five is the discussion to adopt the fee schedule for the use of Wittick Park and Bradley School fields. Discussion, possible action, and recommendations to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. I'll just speak very briefly. I think between Charlie and Sarah, there may be some comments. We've been trying to get some kind of feedback from Parks and Rec as to a recommendation with regard to this. And honestly, we haven't gotten anything. Honestly, I don't even know what is charged. I don't even know the fees that are charged to the people that are paying and the ones that are not paying. So,
hey Barb, we can answer that question.
All right. So let me just see if Charlie wants to, you know, hone in at this point or wait. But
no, well, ahead, Charlie. Chief and Dennis, I mean, obviously, Dennis, you've been to a couple of meetings where we've in the past, and this is going back months, where we've asked for utilizing the guidance of what we gave you for Payden Park to see if we couldn't come up with some sort of terms for the other fields to address these issues that Mr. Hyder brought up during his public comment. And like Barbara said, all we've gotten so far is crickets. Nothing.
Well, that's not right. That's not accurate. That's not accurate.
That is completely accurate, sir. Completely accurate.
All right. Well, can we speak? You mind if we at least tell you?
Can I just, wanted to make one point first. I think, you know, to Charlie's point, you know, what we're looking for is, you know, something in writing in a spreadsheet that can be, you know, posted to the city website, just like the Payden Park facilities, you know, those fees and that fee schedule is available for anyone to take a look at and go through. And so, you know, we've been looking for something more formalized that can be, you know, posted for anybody who's wondering what the field usage fees are, to be able to easily go onto the website, this or that, and be able to pull it up and see what those fees or prices are based on a game or a day or, you know, whatever it may be.
Well, let me say first, let's talk about the Payden Park. If we had already accepted the document that was forwarded by the Board of Aldermen as that's what we use. That is our prices. We follow the guidelines. So we adopted what you had sent us because we believe—
For Wittick Park and Bradley School?
No, not for Wittick Park and Bradley School. We'll get to we could explain that part.
Yeah, that's what we're—
Yeah, I know the other one that you're talking about. But we adopted the pay schedule and also the, you know, even for the great room and all that, because that was a good document. So we adopted that at a meeting and we said, yeah, this is good. And that's the guidelines we've been going for with. Matter of fact, when there was an issue, we brought it back before the board when it required that the board would act on something that was outside the preview of the board. Now, I think probably where we lost a little bit of this, and Dennis can qualify this as he goes along, but with there is a fee that had been charged. It's been going on for years for both parks, that soccer gets an amount, baseball gets an amount that they're charged at Bradley. And Dennis will tell you what those numbers are. If you want it in writing, we can put it that way, but it's been there for a long time, and maybe it needs to be in writing so we can all view it and understand it. But I want to make it clear that there were times that we had voted unanimously with the board to assist other community or whatever it is to utilize the parks at the best possible way that we could. As a matter of fact, I remember when Mr. Hyder and John Netto came to us on this Boys of Summer thing that 3 or 4 years ago. And because we had long discussions and we said, geez, you know, what are the percentage of Derby kids? How do we serve the Derby kids? And they were given a pretty good deal. As a matter of fact, they waived the charge for them. That goes back then. And they used it for a couple of years I'm not sure if Mr. Hyder is still involved with that or not, but John Netto is, so you could ask him in that particular thing. This year, of course, it's different because they had come and they requested the use of a park for a season or something. But that falls within the category of this Payden Field document, which, like I said, it's a very good document. You guys put a lot of work in it. And it went well. And Doc, of course, puts a lot of work into all this stuff. He's always on top of this also. Now, Dennis can speak at this.
Let me just go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
Dennis can tell you what the numbers are. So if you need the numbers.
Well, I would just like to say, if I could talk just for a few minutes here or a minute.
Dennis. Yeah.
Does it sound familiar that I reported that we had two men's soccer teams playing at Whittock Park on Sunday mornings, and that we charged $50 per game for home games for these two men's soccer teams that play in a state league? Does that sound familiar? Did nobody ever hear that from me?
I don't recall that, but it might have been in the email that you sent me when I was trying to get something from Parks and Rec.
I remember verbalizing it. It's really, really kind of simple. First of all, we haven't charged anybody for baseball, I don't think, ever. Okay. We did not charge the Boys of Summer when they came to us. I think 3 or 4 years ago, like Andy stated, it was Rob Hyder and John Netto that presented the case for the Boys of Summer to us. These were two Derby guys, two good Derby sports guys, and we decided not to charge them for the use of Bradley School baseball field. Okay, so the fee for the baseball. That never happened. Now, the reason why we haven't selected a fee, because, you know, this is very difficult. I mean, look at the work that went into what you guys did for the fees at Payden. Okay. Now, of course, it's not anywhere near what Payden is. So it's a lot simpler. But if we have a candidate for example, obviously if the Boys of Summer were to come to us right now and say they want to go to Bradley School, obviously that free situation is done with. Okay. So, we would have to decide, what we were going to charge them, but, we have variables that we have to consider who, you know, what age group, how often. There's a lot of things that have to be considered. So we need a test case in order to determine the fees. We're ready to move on determining fees for baseball at Bradley School, but we need a test case. It's not say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We have no idea if we can do that. Okay. Are you coming at night? Are you coming on weekends? Are you, what's your age group? Do you have more than one age group? There's a lot of variables for baseball. Now, again, when I mentioned soccer, that I thought I verbally told everybody what we charged for these teams, and that's all we have, by the way, is that we charge at Whittock Park. We don't have anybody else, and this has been going on for 10 years, maybe even more. Okay, and we've never had anybody else that we charge other than these men's teams. And sometimes we only have one and not two. One year, one of the teams didn't want to pay the $50. Okay. And they went, I think they went over to Ansonia. I don't know where they went, but they didn't want to stay here because they pay a lot to the state. They pay a lot for their games to referees. So, I mean, they're not really happy with the $50, but that's really immaterial. Now, softball.
Dennis.
Of course we have a fee. Of course we have a fee for softball. Okay.
Dennis, let me just make it perfectly clear what we're looking for. All right. Because obviously communication is the issue here. utilize the documents that we gave you for Payton Field. Build something for the Wittick Park and the Bradley School. The reason we're asking for this is, in writing, is because of what Mr. Hyder talked about. These fields are being utilized by people other than Derby organizations, and it comes at a cost, and the taxpayers are paying that cost. So if you take the guidelines that we gave you for Payton Field and just take Payton Field out and put Bradley School in, and then utilize whatever funding model you think is appropriate, bring that back to us. That's all we're asking for. And do the same thing for Wittick Park.
No, I know, but you think it's that simple, Charlie? Do we?
Dennis,
I'm here right now to tell you,
Dennis,
we don't have a baseball customer.
You don't need a test case. All you need to do is put in writing what you're going to do. There are groups already defined in the Payton Park. Utilize the same group methodology and apply it to Bradley School and Wittick Park. It's okay. Quite simple.
Yeah, let me just say one thing, if you don't mind me. I think that's a good idea. I think the fee schedule is good, but I think that what we have to look at is the difference between the type of field that we're talking about. I think we need to look at what's a reality for any of the soccer fields and Bradley School, because I mean we can't compare Bradley School with Payton Field because one is like a pro place.
We could come up with
okay. numbers and we could take a look at that and see if it seems reasonable. Technically, I think that under the guidelines that we've been running for the softball is that they've been charged by the team. Like they had one team, I think, what was it, $125 for a team for
that, yeah, that season. Was the fall league. That was the fall league, and that was $125 because last year we had no spring softball, we had no summer softball, and some teams put together a league to play in the fall, and it was like a short league. It's going to be like 2 months, and so we charged them $125 per team. If we were to have a softball league today, it's $150. And I thought I told everybody that as well, because that's been going on for years.
Well, now,
somebody said that this is going on right now, that there's baseball teams playing there right now for free. And there's softball teams playing there right now.
I thought there was nobody there.
There's not. Nobody's there.
Yeah, nobody's playing. But hey, let me just say this.
Okay.
Let us put together a document. It won't be as sophisticated as Payton Field for the obvious reason. We'll put together a what seems reasonable and some numbers. If we're all not happy with the numbers, we can tweak those. Is that sound reasonable to everybody?
We
can have that for your next meeting easily.
Thank you, Chief.
That's perfect. What we asked. Thank perfect. You. Yeah. Thank you.
I all can't right. see why we can't do that. And but I also have to understand what happened with Dennis with the, because we've had nobody that's asked to use Bradley School. We kind of did say, well, it's kind of like on a back burner. But understanding where you want to go with this, that's not a big deal for us to put something together. You'll have it at your next meeting.
That's perfect. Yeah, we want to see if we should be charging to offset some of the costs of the taxpayers of the city of Derby. You guys have the numbers, you guys have the expertise, and we're just asking you to put something together and bring it forward to us. And we appreciate that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
It seemed like we were at odds. We're never at odds with this because we all have the same concern, the best interests of Derby. We had adopted the Payton Field stuff. That was a good document. I thought that was good.
I
want to address that in number six. So that's why I put it on the agenda. So does anybody else have something to say?
Barb, may I make a point of clarification, if I may?
Yeah, go ahead, Rob. Go ahead.
I had come before the Parks and Rec. I just wanted to clarify, I have never been a part of the hierarchy of the Boys of Summer. I had approached Mr. Cota and the Parks and Rec Commission as a member of the now defunct Seymour Mudcats. We had asked if we can use Red Clinch Field for, I think it was maybe a 2-weekend period for a couple of home games there at that point, prior to the Peyton Park construction, maybe even
Rob,
2 years
you,
prior to that.
You weren't with John Nettle? You did not come to a meeting with John Nettle? I mean, listen, nobody talked about hierarchy. I mean, didn't mean, nobody said anything about,
hi, Dennis. Dennis,
I mean,
thank
what
you.
I said was you're a derby dad that
Dennis,
came to
Dennis,
a meeting.
Dennis, this is a meeting. Yeah. We can have that discussion offline if you need to, okay? We're good now. You guys,
oh, that's right.
You guys
we're
got
good.
The gist
we're good
of number,
to go.
I get it. You got the gist of number yeah. five. We need to move on to it. Number six. We have another meeting coming
okay.
up.
Okay, good.
Thank
okay,
you.
So item number okay. five, we will, for next operations and procedures meeting, we'll have something. So
yes.
I would make a motion to table until next month's OP. Is there a second?
Second, Sarah.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, item number six is previously approved policies and procedures for the use of J.R. Payton Fieldhouse, Payton Park, and DeFilippo Field and its facilities. Discussion only. I just have a few things to say regarding the policy. I'm not here to make waves. But I have to express my frustration. But I'm also here to help with some suggestions with regard to the policy as it applies to the Parks and Recs Commission and what needs to be done at your meetings. I listened to your last meeting, the April 12th meeting, and I got to tell you, I was taken aback by like four or five things that were discussed. I listened to it after. I wasn't on the live meeting, so I listened to it after. I think what is just a great idea is, and your questions that were asked and comments that were made certainly could have had answers if people just read the policy. I think all the members of Parks and Rec should be familiar with the document. It is quite lengthy, but it is kind of simple. So I think that's a big help in itself. I want to just say that, you know, the user groups are there for a reason. I think they're pretty simple when you read them. But the other thing is, and I'm going to say this, if Chief or Dennis, you have a question about this policy, listen, I could probably give it to you in my sleep. I know Charlie could, and I know Sarah could. We worked a long time on this. So if there is any question, is where does an applicant have to go? You know, we're here to help. I have to say that football game that's scheduled for May 8th, that group is not a group three. They're a nonprofit, but they're not a City of Derby nonprofit. So they're a group four, and it has nothing to do with somebody has a relationship to somebody in Derby. They're not from Derby. They're a nonprofit out of Derby, not community based. So they're a group four. There were some questions regarding how about the concession stands being used? That's in the policy. The concession, there's a right of first refusal right off the bat to the high school, to the school groups to run the concession. They get to do it. Anybody that uses that facility needs the supervisor from the food service, from the school. Nobody's going to go into the great room or without paying and not without having that person there. So that was another thing that came up. The other thing that came up was alcohol. No alcohol on the grounds. There's a general rule in there. However, the alcohol provision, it falls into group five. So if a high school class reunion wants to hold their reunion there and they want to serve alcohol, they're the group five. So they can apply, but they have to come back to the full board. There was a comment, you know, this is crazy. They'll be coming to the full board. How many times is it going to happen? And if it happens, it has to happen. That's what the policy says. We need to know what they're doing, what they're serving, if we're going to allow it. So it's not like it's precluded. And the last thing I got to say is that I just, you know, I as much as I don't want to get into political nonsense, but I'm tired of listening to a member of the public, almost every Board of Aldermen meeting at Parks and Rec, who is also an employee at Payton Park, to make comments that the Board of Aldermen or my subcommittee, this subcommittee, has dragged their feet with the Boys of Summer is not factual. Okay? We approved this policy back on August 13, 2020. Boys of Summer apparently sent a letter to Dennis dated November 18th. Dennis sent it to Mark on January 25th, I think it was, asking that it be put to my subcommittee. I was not CC'd on that email, but Mark sent it to me. I responded on January 27th, 2021, saying it was not proper at operations and procedures because it fell into Category 5. So it had to go to the full board. This board of the Board of Aldermen and this subcommittee did not drag our feet. And I'm tired of, and I'm sorry I had to vent it out, but I'm tired of hearing it. So everybody's working hard. We are trying to do what's best. It's still a new thing. We know that. But the other thing I want to say is there were some questions with regard to the revenue. There should have been, there's specific line items with regard to Payton Park, but there should have been specific line items because we had that discussion prior to the policy taking effect. So wherever that money's cut, it should be going. You should know where that money's going, Dennis. It should be set up. And I don't have
the it is set up. Well, Okay. We don't. Was it said that we don't know where it's going?
Because no, I'm the one who set up the. I thought at Parks and Rec, there was some question at that last meeting that of where the money, you know, where the money was going. But I'm not.
That was the recreation receivables. Okay.
All right.
It's not paid in. It's recreation receivables. Basically, it's the community center money. Okay, goes into the general fund.
But Barb, that does clarify something about the alcohol, which was a question that we did have for you. You said that you heard the conversation, which is good. Yeah. So now we understand that is one of
the items that go
back before the board for that kind
of
approval.
Barb, I do have a question. I'm going to have
it. It says it under Group 5. Andy,
I was reading that.
You see it. So again, you have to be familiar with the document. That's the bottom line. And you know, and again, we're here to
Barb,
help.
Can I ask my question?
Go ahead,
okay,
Dennis.
So you talk about, you know, we have the categories, right? And you know, I'm communicating to this football group, and it's me, and of course I discuss it with, you know, me and Andy and probably everybody on the Parks and Rec Commission. So if you're City of Derby and you are nonprofit, I mean, you don't even have to be nonprofit. I mean, you're free. I mean, you're category one or two.
Right.
So then there is no category three. Is there?
Sure,
there's
there
no
is.
Category three.
Yes.
Well, who's that?
There is a category.
No.
It's nonprofit.
Right. Who are they?
Derby organizations and community based, the senior center, the Boy Scouts. You know, we have a troop three. You know, we have a troop in Derby.
So they're not. They're not free.
They are free, but they fall into group three. They fall into group three. You're saying that the football team coming from New York is falling into group three. They don't fit the criteria.
Well, we did that because they have a 501c. And they're not for profit. And listen, the game is dedicated to a. I'll just tell you what it is, and you know, whatever. Just so you know, there is a gate. The gate is for a Bridgeport cop who had a heart transplant and died. So the proceeds for this game go to his family. every game that these guys play has a dedication similar to that. Okay. Dennis. Now, I guess that doesn't matter. I understand, Charlie. You're going to say it doesn't matter.
They're a nonprofit, but they're not a City of Derby nonprofit.
Okay. So I don't know
so
who.
That's right.
Again,
right.
You know, I mean, we wouldn't charge the Boy Scouts. We wouldn't charge the senior center.
Yes. Dennis, under.
We group, would.
Let me read this. Under Group 3, it says rental fees for these groups are waived for activities scheduled during a time when the facility is normally open and staffed by normal custodian and attendant services, and discounted when activities are scheduled during a time when the facility is not open and staffed, such as on weekends or non-school days. So yes, if they come on a Saturday and the school isn't open, they will be paying a $15 fee, I believe it is. It's in the fee schedule that we provided. Now, going back to your question in regards to the football teams, both the Connecticut Pride football and Tri-State Shields football fall under Group 4. They are not associated to Derby whatsoever. If, and I'm gonna agree with you in your thought process as far as this being a raising funds for public safety, because I know they both are. But that if that question arises, will you say, you know what, gentlemen, you're going to fall under Group 4. This is what it would normally cost you to utilize our field. But we can, under any circumstances, bring any one of these items to the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen and ask if they will waive certain fees. So they are still Group 4, but only the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen have the authority to waive those fees. And that's what we count on you for, Dennis, to look at, you know, look at those things like the Tri-State Shields football. I understand why they're coming. I get what they're doing. And if you had brought that before the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen, say, hey, these guys are just going to be raising money for a deceased police officer, the family thereof. I don't think there's anybody on the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen that would disagree with waiving a great portion of the fees. But that's where, number one, you put them on your sheet as Group 4, and then shoot something off to us as soon as possible to be heard in our next meeting and say, this is what they're doing. This is why they're doing it. And I would respectfully request that this is what we charge based upon why they're doing it. And then we can waive the fees, but you can't just put them under Group 3. They don't fall under Group 3.
You know what? One of the things with that is like splitting hairs though, because the way I'm reading it, is that they would fall under that. But I mean, if that was the intent, you guys know the intent of why you wrote this. We always have to know what the intent is, right? So if your intent is as you had stipulated, our reading of it obviously wasn't the same, because we were seeing them.
What group do you think they fall under, Andy? You think they fall under Group 3?
Well, I thought they fall under a charitable 501c3. And even though there's a gate charge, because I guess that's how they make their money, it seemed to me as if they would have fallen in the Group 3 category.
But they're not Derby. Yeah, but see, that's for Derby base.
Okay, yeah,
Derby base.
I don't think that. And I've read this pretty extensively, and it wasn't that clear to me. I'm not saying you're not right. I'm just saying it wasn't that clear. And when the way you read it, because I've read it several times over, and I'm thinking, geez, this is a charitable group who's going to be giving that money away. Now, if the case is, we need Group 4.
Group 4 is pretty, you know, is the nonprofit. It's in there too, non-city, non-for-profit, commercial.
Barb, you're an attorney. You know darn well that everybody reads things different. So if we made a mistake with that, then by all means, we should get on the board as quick as we could. But listen, we've got, I get a little bit nervous, because if we have to, every time we have to do something, if we make even a slight mistake, we're going to be called on it. Then it's hard for us to understand what is the director's responsibility, because like I said to Dennis, listen, you're a director. Sometimes you got to make a call. To me, this was make a call. It seemed legit. And we understand what your argument now is, Barb. You wrote the document, so you know what your intent was. So because we had, in my mind, we have this gray area, then this is something that we now understand. So if this needs to be done, and it's going to be called exactly like that, then we need to get them on your meeting as quick as possible so that we could get approval for these people because they seem legit for a good purpose. And I'm sure
you they apply
agree.
Already, Dennis, did they fill out the application yet?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, they did 2 days ago. I got two applications. Listen, we have a game tomorrow night, okay? We got a 14-under game tomorrow night, all right? They're paying,
Dennis.
You know, the group Dennis, three rate. Now, I listen.
Don't listen. We get that, and like Alderwoman DeGennaro said earlier, we're just here to clarify things. And Chief, in the beginning, we all understand people make mistakes, and these things like the intent are being worked out. So all we're saying is in the future, if you need clarification, please call me. I'm more than happy to attend a meeting. Okay. But leave Dennis. I have no problem, and I'm sure nobody else does. But we have two things booked coming up: one in May, one in. I would say let them go, okay. But in the future, if there is any question about what group these people should fall under, and it's not clearly defined by what's here in the policy, please reach out and ask. I'm fine with what you've already done, Dennis, for the most part. But
all right.
But
so let me just say this.
I just want to make it clear that there was no like, hey, you know, we're getting this by them. You know, they're not, you know, we're going to, yeah, never.
No,
we would
no.
never even think that this is Parks and Rec. That, you know, that's
no,
not
no.
in our DNA, man. You
no,
know, it just
no.
isn't.
Dennis,
we wouldn't be doing what we do if that's how we operate. So,
no, Dennis, remember, here's the thing. We have a meeting. The next meeting is May. I can't see. It's too small. May
13th.
Looks like the 13th.
Yeah.
So and if you recall, because we have our full Board of Aldermen meeting, you know, in a few minutes, if you recall back, it's been a few months, Charlie sent in Excel sheets because we had asked who was going to use the field, you know, what group they were in, because we wanted to try to get an idea of what you were doing. So if we needed to make changes and do things. So that's part of the help here to do that too.
No, I know. And listen,
needs to come before the meeting for the May, the next meeting that we need to address something, an application comes in, get it to, you can send it to me. You could send it to Mark. I'll know that it gets on the agenda. It's going to go to the full board. It's not going to come to OP. It's going to go right to the full board, but we'll have the information that we need to discuss.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. And just to comment just a little, you know, there's a lot of apprehension on my part, on everybody's part, because we're coming out of a pandemic, because we're coming out of we're basically closed for a year and change here, because these applications were done Tuesday. Okay. So, could I tell you 100% that these things were solid and there's no doubt in my mind that this is going to go forward? No, I couldn't tell you that. Okay, so there's a little bit of current times and current environment attached to the fact why these applications were done this late. Okay,
okay,
and it's
and
a lot of it has to do. And we don't even know. Listen, you know, I'm having a football game. You know, I'm doing it myself. There's stressors involved there. You know, we've got COVID protocol here, of course we're addressing it, and those things, the masks and the temperatures, and all of that is being addressed. And a lot of that is when we actually knew 100% that we were going forward, or and you know, so just so you know that there's a lot of apprehension involved in everything with Parks and Rec right now. Okay, we this is also.
This is much clearer. Now I think we understand it, and I think we go forward now with a little better understanding of the couple of issues that Barbara brought up. So I think we can go ahead. We'll get you what you need, and
thank you.
And we'll revisit anything that becomes a problem.
Thank you. I hope that helps.
Thank you.
So you're gonna get the May 8th game, right, for the Board of Aldermen. Now, the last thing I want to do is have these guys think that they're not playing. They're very, very amenable people, to be honest with you. Listen, they're all cops. They're first responders. It's NY, New York.
I don't think we
DC.
Said they weren't playing.
No, I know.
Dennis, it's easy. Listen. Dennis, it's very easy. Play the May 8th game. After
good.
May 8th, anybody who books,
you
if you yep. have a question, you call.
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah, all so right. are we going to the Board of Aldermen for the May 8th, or are we just going forward?
No.
Good to go, play the game.
We're good to go.
All right, we're going forward.
Right. Thank you.
No.
Thank you, Chief.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Right. Thank you, Chief. Thanks, Dennis.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Item.
Take it easy.
Item number 7. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved. At what time is it?
6:58.
6:58. Okay. Third. Second.
Second.
Okay. All in favor.
Aye.
Thank you. All right. So now we're just staying on here.